Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
Woo!
Ah, there. I was waiting for some type of sound bite there. And Eric Reinert behind the glass and the great producer of all time. He's up for an Emmy. Trisha will be in studio later, as well as Greg. This is a song from the 1940s, Martha Vandella and My Guy.
Sure, okay.
If that's what it's you not. Want.
No, this is Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, of course. Today is Breakthrough Entertainment's Everest Show here on KPHX 1480 AM and live streaming audio and video on Meerkat. Hey to everyone out there as well. We are reviewing today Everest. Opened last night, or yesterday, or Thursday night, whatever.
Yep.
On IMAX screens before going absolutely wide. We're going to find out how we liked it, and even more exciting than that, we're also going to hear from some of the stars of the movie. What about that cast, Dave?
I liked it.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh.
Josh Brolin.
Tremendous.
Jason Clark. I mean, and then also, I'm super excited about this. Calling in from satellite
and
phone.
Your favorite, Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley, Keira no, Knightley. Not, yeah. No.
She's not your favorite. She looks sort of cute in the dark.
When she doesn't open her mouth, she's great.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Well, it's okay. Well, we also have on Mountaineer Adrian Ballinger with Alpenglow Expeditions. Adrian Ballinger is going to be calling in live via satellite phone.
From Everest?
Pretty close. In Nepal.
Nepal.
In Makalu. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Makalu.
The fifth tallest mountain in the world.
How tall is it?
I don't know. We're going to have to ask him.
Okay.
But it's
because Everest is like what, 28,000.
Yeah, 28,747s.
Yeah, they go that.
And your body is not meant to function at the cruising altitude of a 747.
Can you like make out on a big mountain like that?
No, you can't because you're throwing up blood and stuff.
No, you could save that and do it right.
You can
Eric,
save
you
that.
Can make
well,
out.
How do they
anyway?
Get up there then?
Well, you have to acclimate.
What's that mean?
It's like diving really deep. You have to come back.
Oh, you get the bends or something.
Right. The bends.
Yeah. So you got to take that deep
depends,
breath.
Just in case, because they don't have...
Depends or depends.
Porta-pods out there.
Sounds like a commercial of something.
Yeah, it does. But it is...
An adult product.
But it is... I'm so super thrilled with this interview that we're going to have. Adrian Ballinger, you know, he's calling in via satellite phone.
So what does he do? He takes...
He's a
paid guide.
Yeah, he's a paid guide, one of these commercial guys. But I think he summited two or three times in a 3 month period or something like that. At one time, he summited Everest.
Everest.
I mean, I don't even think I could do that once.
I mean, he walked to the top of Everest.
Yes, walked to the top of Everest like I think twice in the
like
3 month
period. Sunday night.
We'll have to ask him. We'll ask him the specifics. But you know, truly,
look brutal in the movie.
Oh yeah.
How did you find him?
He was actually going to be one of our potential guests for our 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country show because, of course, Nepal is another country.
No, that's a city.
Well, it's in another
Isn't
country.
It, Eric?
Nepal? I don't know. I've never been there.
I don't know. Sesame Street.
I think it's a city. I noticed they had Buddhist monks there a lot. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I like
We're going to hear from the monks as well today.
Oh, you got a monk calling in?
Well, we've got some monks somewhere. You'll see.
Oh.
Some surprises. But but that should be really cool, you know, calling from
Nepal
satellite.
Is a country. It's officially called Federal Democratic Republic of Nepal.
Hey, they got both parties in. Federal Democratic Republic.
Federal. Yeah. Federal Express. Eric got all this from the top of his head. He didn't even Google that.
He didn't Google?
No.
No, that was just from my brain.
Yeah.
Ah.
And we also have an in-studio guest today at 11 o'clock, actress/co-writer Haley Smith with Once I Was a Beehive. Of course, this is a movie that opened in a couple cities last week, I believe it was. Now it's here in Phoenix, and we'll be speaking with one of the stars here in studio in just about a little less than 2 hours. But we also are going to be talking about several other movies, including Cooties.
I didn't see that one because I thought I would get cooties. Wow. Is that the type? What does cooties mean,
cooties,
by the way?
What does cooties mean?
Yeah, Eric,
cooties is like, it's infectious, right?
It's a disease children are afraid of.
Yeah, it's a disease.
But isn't it
disease
like
children
an,
are
an illusional germ?
Yeah, it's
illusional.
Like when some girl has a crush on you when you're a little kid.
And you say, ooh, cooties.
Right? Howie Mandel has cooties.
And then when you grow older, what do you say? Ooh, I better go to the doctor.
Well, no girl's ever touched me, so I've never gotten cooties.
Well,
keep it that way.
So you're cootie-free.
I'm cootie-free.
Okay, so cootie-free is a good thing.
100% cootie-free.
But I think you can get cooties from other things, right, Eric? I think cooties come from
feral children.
From who?
Feral children.
Say what? No, I don't know what that is.
Well, we'll find out.
Oh, Will Ferrell.
No, not Will Ferrell's children.
You mean like children like in Lord of the Flies?
Well, children who maybe ate some bad chicken nuggets.
No, I don't think so.
No, yes.
I saw the movie. Eric, I think you can get cooties from toilet seats, from right?
I don't know. Why are you asking me?
You're the doc of the show. Wow. He's a doctor when Trisha's not here. Well, okay, go ahead.
Also, you can get cooties from sleeping with other people.
Yeah.
That's another one of our movies today. We will also be reviewing sleeping with other people.
So what type of protection do you need for that?
Well, you could probably use Jason Sudeikis and Alison Brie. They might be able to help you.
Hey, we saw that at the film festival.
Yes, we saw that at the film festival.
Yeah.
So you did see that one, didn't you?
You've
seen three of our four movies that we'll be talking about today.
Yeah, you're right.
You just didn't see Cooties, so we'll have to see if we can convince you to get cooties.
Yeah, I had a lot of cooties when I was young, though.
Oh, well, there you go. That's fair.
Because I had a lot of imaginary girlfriends.
Well.
So they weren't real.
Yeah.
But if you treat something not real as real, you can actually have a psychosomatic condition.
I had a girlfriend once. I buried her in the
buried
past.
Her?
In the
buried her?
I didn't.
They've been looking for
the
you.
Past.
You're not the I-10 guy, are you?
No.
Hey, I think they caught one of them,
they,
right?
Well, they're...
Only four
alleged,
out of the 11.
Alleged.
Yeah. Weird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you buried her in the past.
I buried
in
her.
In your mind, you mean?
In the past, yeah. I buried her.
The past is what he calls his backyard.
Let's not go into that. I didn't, I just...
You didn't use my shovel, did you?
No, I didn't.
I think you're shoveling something
and then
right now.
I did use a shovel, and then I brought it to the pawn shop over there, and I don't know.
Oh, you're the I-10 rock thrower.
Right, no. I'm not.
No, he's not.
But, yeah, it is a great show.
Eric, I hear someone at the door. Sounds like sirens.
Breakthrough Entertainment's Everest show.
Everest.
It's going to be a great show. But huh?
Oh, I do want to. I do want to mention.
We got several things to mention in this first segment, including something that's kind of a leftover from last week, right, Dave?
Yeah, but not just leftovers. The main dish, of course, the Motown Miracles were two of them in studio, two of them called in last Saturday. And by the way, Meerkat blew up. It was like over 1,000, I think, views or something. But anyway, I went to the show Thursday.
It didn't blow up. It was okay. Yeah, it was just.
But it was a surge, like Donald.
Yes.
Trump and Carly Fiorina.
Had you put them in the title of your Meerkat stream, we probably would have had several thousand.
I didn't know that we had them in studio.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I wasn't,
yeah.
I wasn't notified.
Oh, yeah. Really? No. Oh, maybe it was quite a short notice, I think.
But we did have Tia Mowry and everything.
Jesus,
like
she was a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Anyways, I did go to the show, Celebrity Theater. They honored veterans, great, especially the Marine Corps, but all veterans. It was really nice in terms of that. They had some painter guy that's been on YouTube and America's Got Talent.
Bob Ross?
They had him?
No, I think, what was his name?
The guy from America's Got Talent?
Yeah.
The painter or sand? Was it sand?
No, he paints like in 5 minutes and cool stuff.
And then he turned it around. It was something weird. It was something like
No, it was actually.
Like a face or something.
No, it was a Statue of Liberty and who's Ray? Wait, not Ray.
Rachel Ray? Rachel Ray's
body. Was Ray
body.
Charles played by Jamie Foxx? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Ray Charles. Great. And then they auctioned it right there. I was in a live auction.
Oh,
going once, going twice. And after I bid $5, someone bought it for $1,800. I didn't bid. I'm kidding.
Oh.
But anyway, when the Miracles got on, they were scheduled. It said 7:30, but they probably got on about 8:30 or 9 after all the ceremonies, which was honoring the veterans. So you love that. And that was appropriate and raise money and all that. And they were fantastic. They truly sound like Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Wow.
Super talent. The guys that in studio, I mean, I love how they dance. They interacted with the audience. It was a fun show. It was an intimate setting if you've ever been to Celebrity Theater. Theater in the round, it rotated the stage. Very cool because every seat is good there. By the way, they're going to have Frankie Valli, the real Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. I want to definitely see that. Remember, we love the Jersey Boys.
Yeah, we had the Jersey Boys.
So I really enjoyed it. I encourage you to support, obviously, the veterans and go see the Miracles.
Did the one Miracle, Mel, was his name, I think?
Mel Bridges.
Did he say he lives here?
They all live here, actually.
Oh, they all live here?
Yeah, so we'll probably have them on again because they are very talented. There's no question. Sydney.
This ain't no Motown.
Yeah, but they sound just like them and really brought back great memories. I love the show, and we encourage everyone to follow the Miracles. We will follow them. And there we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, and also you mentioned...
Hey, I don't even think I was on Meerkat.
You were on. Now I switched over, yes.
Oh, how do you... Oh, you just push a button.
Yeah, I push a button.
How funny is that?
Camera. But we've got... also, you mentioned two things that I wanted to mention in this first segment.
Yeah.
You mentioned Meerkat, okay? Okay. So anyone who is out there listening to KPHX 1480 AM or on our web stream, make sure that you go to Meerkat, download Meerkat on your mobile device, or you can also go to meerkatstreams.com. We're trying to get it on our breakradioshow.com website as well.
Oh, yeah. That would be the way to go.
Just embed it.
Yeah, you just embed it, but I don't have the permissions for that. Right. So, Dave, you get on that. Get our
we definitely have to do that.
And there's also a camera, too, for Breakthrough Entertainment.
So we could do that?
Camera 2. Eric has camera 2. Eric Reinert 1. But for our in-studio cam where you can watch us, it's at Breakthrough Entertainment. And you can interact with us like Austin O or Austin Go. Hi, how are you guys? Austin, we're doing great. Thank you very much for tuning in to Breakthrough Entertainment. And he says, thank you for sharing. That's a great movie, by the way. Thank you for sharing with my pick of a couple years ago.
You can't interact with me because I can't read the screen that far away.
And he's actually interacting with us from London. So we've got a listener and watcher right here from London. Thank you so much for listening and
right
watching.
Right here from London.
Right here from London. Right here Right.
He's in London. We're
He's
right
in London.
Here.
We're in right here in Phoenix. Right, and a little bit later on, we're going to have someone from Nepal. So that's going to be in Nepal, not from. I don't know where he's from. Dave, we don't need.
Oh, hey, what happened? I thought I.
And now that's Dave listening to our Meerkat stream because he's just too.
But we're
in Phoenix right now, Phoenix, Arizona, USA. And so that's where you can interact with us. You can watch our in-studio guests and all that. So that's super excitement. But you also mentioned America's Got Talent, right?
I did. I forgot why, though. painter.
The painter, yes.
I think his name's Hayden or something.
But the winner of America's Got Talent was chosen this week.
Oh, who was selected. It? Terry Fader?
Pretty close. Terry Fader was on the finale, Dave. You like Terry Fader and his...
Oh, I love Terry Fader.
Yeah, his puppets,
he
right?
He can't be on again. A
ventriloquist won again.
An
amazingly talented ventriloquist.
Better than Terry Fader?
I think he's amazing. I think they're both very talented guys. Paul...
Rudd.
No, Paul... I can't remember. Is it
Paul
something
Newman?
With a Z. And say hello to Chile. Say, hey, Chile. So we got people all over the world watching us. But
Chile? From Chile? Chile?
Yeah, from Chile. Yeah.
I love Chile, by the way.
I
do
like
you like
Chile?
Chile?
I
Wendy
like Chile.
Says
Mexico Hatch chili peppers. I like them.
So you're world famous now.
I'm world famous. Hey, everyone. I'm so excited. But
hey, but, let's say hi to the guy from Russia. What's his name? Edward Snowden?
Dimitar.
Edward Snowden, right? Oh.
Is he still over there?
I think so.
Hey,
yeah.
Edward Snowden's watching.
I think
hey,
if he
Edward,
came
how you
here,
doing?
It would be a tough situation for
the man without a country.
Yeah, how would you feel about that? That would be...
About having no country?
Yeah, that's not easy, is it?
No.
He's got nowhere to go.
But Dave, we got to get this ventriloquist in studio.
Yeah, guy, he was good.
He just won America's Got Talent. Paul, something with a Z. I can't remember it.
Where does he live?
I don't know. But he's got a website.
Let's get him
we'll
next
find
week
it out.
If we
need
could.
Him. We need him in studio with his puppets. And also, I want this is the task for you. He's starting his new show at the Links. At the Link.
Where is that?
The Link in
Vegas.
In Vegas.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah, the Link in Vegas. We need the
it's
magician.
Links, isn't it?
What?
Is it Links or Link?
I don't remember.
I think it's Links.
Links is a cat.
Lynx. Or it's golf.
Golf.
Or it could be a sausage.
Like he is very talented on America's Got Talent. Yes, see, our watchers on Meerkat agree. Austin agrees that Paul, if you remember his name from Paul.
What was the name of the guy we had from America's Got Talent on before?
Frank Dimitri. Yeah, he's
this guy
Frank
says,
Dimitri
where are you guys from?
Studio.
He doesn't know where we're from, Austin.
Phoenix. No, I told him Phoenix. But Dave, we need to get this guy in from Lynx,
I can do
Las
it.
Vegas.
I got the contact.
His name is Matt Franco. He had a special on NBC on Thursday night. He made cell phones. He had this, Gronk? This football player, Gronkowski.
You mean the one that hit the? Oh yeah,
Gronkowski.
Yeah, New England.
He had Gronk throw this football, and then he took Gronk's cell phone, and he threw the cell phone in a different direction, and then he called the cell phone, and they had to listen for it. The cell phone was suddenly inside of the football.
No way.
Yes.
How is that possible?
I don't know. This guy, and this is freaky, creepy stuff. So we need to get
Matt
Franco in.
Wait a minute. He took the cell phone, threw it, and the Gronk had the football in his hand.
No, he threw the football in one direction.
Where did it
already,
go though?
In the down the field, and then he took the cell phone, and it was amazing. Another thing, he had this. Wow. He went to a college campus, and he had this girl pull out her.
What?
Whoa.
That's got to be a disappearing act.
Her ramen. Her
ramen? The girls don't have ramens, do they? Yeah, they?
Well, most of them shave these days.
Oh, yeah.
She had some ramen, some chicken-flavored ramen. All right, calm down. And she took, and he took the flavor packet out of the ramen and put a dollar bill into the ramen.
And where was the ramen?
This is you mean like a packet of ramen?
Yeah, a packet of ramen. He like switched the packet, the flavoring packet.
So where's the girl in all this?
Okay, long story short, Dave, we need to get Matt Franco in
studio. No, we got to get the girl in here. That's
the girl
really
and Matt Franco. But we got to get him because he's amazingly
I'll do
talented.
The Lynx stuff.
So him and then also the other guy that won, Paul Zori or something like that.
Zori. Well, yeah, we're pretty good. We got some good contacts
and
in Vegas.
Professional regurgitator.
Why would we want that?
He was amazing.
Eric, do you really want to regurgitate?
I don't want to watch people regurgitate.
No, that would be.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, we got
let's have a vote. You, everyone on Meerkat, if you want a regurgitator in studio,
who wants to see someone regurgitate something? Let us know.
If you want to see that, watch Daniel Tosh, Tosh.0.
Okay.
He does that too.
Well, it's going to be a great show. We'll talk more about all that stuff, but we got to get to our Everest review. So let's take a quick break. Everyone, stick with us, because right now, throughout the show, we're going to be playing music from not only movies about mountains, but also mountain music. Music about mountains.
Oh, don't tell me. I know this one. Let me see. Mountain music. Wait, okay. I know it. Eric, give me a hint.
Thanks, Austin. Says
it starts with an A.
Who?
The band starts with an A.
Oh, yeah. Alabama.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I like country western.
And
very
Austin
cool.
Says that you guys are very entertaining. You guys amazing.
Thank
you very much, Austin. You have no idea. We're just beginning.
And he's the producer of American Got Talent in London. We'll be there. We'll fly there. This is
called Britain's Got Talent.
Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.